Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, featuring Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name's Connor, and next to me is Andrea.
Hi.
And we have some cannabis news for you. Before we get into that, I want to thank you for listening to our podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, all around the world. Make sure you check out our website, cannabistalk101.com, as we have so many great articles and blogs on our site. Feel free to call us anytime at 1-800-420-1980. Check us out on YouTube and IG at Cannabis Talk 101. Blue is at 1 Christopher Wright, and Joe Grande is at Joe Grande 52. And before we get into the news, I need to also ask you a question, Andrea.
What's that?
Are you ready to make your own edibles? Because Truffly Made offers the highest quality and the most affordable tabletop candy depositories and silicone molds on the market. It's made in Germany and developed by candy makers for candy makers. Truffly Made can help you with recipe services such as developing or adjusting recipes, custom silicone molds, and they can come to your facility with on-site consulting and train the team with the candy depositors themselves. This is for your home or commercial use. You can manufacture over 10,000 pieces of candy per hour. Order yours today at the website www.trufflymade.com or call them direct at 619-500-3102. Now, today I have Andrea Reyes back. She's appeared here and there on our show recently, and she actually has a whole story on Erykah Badu and, you know, her involvement with the plant of cannabis and also some of her other endeavors throughout her life. So, without further ado, Andrea, introduce us to the topic today.
I will start with, you'll call it the love of my life, because from the first hit, that Badu makes you want to say, I want you. And the high goes on and on. So take it easy. One too many tokes of this hitter might send you on a trip to back in the day or all the way back into the next lifetime. Good cannabis helps with reestablishing that calm, that peace, that Badu.
There we go. So that is that her mission statement for her new or her brand of cannabis?
That's actually a review from one of the budtenders.
Oh, wow. That's very, very elaborate review right there.
Definitely.
Speaks volumes. So, Andrea, can you tell us a little bit about that Badu and, you know, what her, you know, what her timeline's been and, you know, what her kind of goal is with you know, her products?
Absolutely. That Badu is a collaboration between Erykah Badu and Burner, the CEO of the Cookies brand. And Burner says that this is a strain that he was holding on to for a special occasion, which happens to be for Erykah Badu's palate. And Burner and Badu are also collaborating on more than just the cannabis side. They've also released a tea that Badu calls Badu Technology, and she has a morning tea and a nighttime tea.
Very cool. Have you taken, have you used any of her products before?
No, I haven't yet. I just found out about this myself, so I was really excited to try that Badu.
Definitely. We have to find out where to find some. And so you said Burner and Erykah Badu, you know, kind of partnered up and went about this endeavor. Do you know a little bit more about Erykah Badu's and Burner's relationship? Like, do you know how they met or do you know anything else?
Yeah, absolutely. They were introduced by Camille Jacob-Bell, which is Badu's friend. And this was right after Burner had was in Thailand launching his cookies line out there. And so he was all sorts of inspired. And she had received many offers before to start her own line. It's just kind of like full circle now because people used to smoke weed to her music and now they could smoke her weed to her music.
Definitely full circle moment. That is lovely. And, you know, I got to find out where to find some. Can you then tell me when this company was formed? Do you know the year? Was it very like super recent, like as of in the past year?
Yeah, she recently launched last year for International Women's Day, which was March 8th. And she did that on purpose, intentionally, because she is a doula, which we'll get into more later. And therefore, she understands the symbiotic harmony between women and cannabis. And she's certainly taken a long time to, it takes like a lot of schooling to become a doula. So she's very passionate about being a major player to, you know, not just be bringing minorities, but also women into the cannabis field. And she actually wants to even do like documentaries of women in cannabis. And she has a funny title for her documentary plan. It's called Pussy and Weed.
That, you know, it fits. It's on brand with her. You know, I've been doing a little bit of research. I didn't want to do too much because I wanted you to, you know, put me down on the game with it, but you know, she's no stranger to you know, a quote unquote controversial statement or topic, whatever it may be. So
yeah, like
on brand.
She even has a pre-roll that it's gonna look like a tampon, but the pre-roll line that she does have right now is called pre-MS, and she totally made it for women like on the go, but like that still want to stay focused and have that energy
for sure. And so I'm young, so Erykah Badu is a bit before my time. Has she always been this vocal about cannabis, like throughout, you know, let's say on her discography or you know, just in press or wherever?
That's a great question, because she is a Texas native. And in Texas, they have very strict laws against cannabis, as we've mentioned before.
Yes.
And so that was also a hurdle for her to overcome to get in the cannabis game, because pretty much there's like no resources in Texas on how to do this because it's still illegal. So collaborating with Burner with Cookies like gave her that confidence that he's always going to be collaborating with her, not just being in a business relationship with her.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, you know, it looks like she's got it all buttoned up. You know, are there any other, does she have any other SKUs that she's looking to put out? Like, I know you said she's got some pre-rolls at the moment. She has some teas. She has her now cannabis line. Like, does she have anything else that she's providing?
Yes. She actually has two other companies. One that is called Badu World Market and another one that is called Apple Trees, established in Texas. And she is incorporating to work those companies cohesively with that Badu, and they will be offering rolling trays, bongs, and smoking accessories along other ritualistic goods.
There we go. You know, she's got all the bases covered, it sounds like. Obviously, Erykah, if you want to come in here, we got some connections for you. We know some people if you're trying to get into extraction, edibles, whatever you want. Well, that's been some super good knowledge on Erica Badu's brand, That Badu. We're going to take a quick break. And in the next segment, we've got a little bit more on the tale of Erica Badu, and we will be right back.
Subscribe to our weekly newsletter on our website, CannabisTalk101.com.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Cora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
You've seen the latest edition of Cannabis Talk magazine. It has some great articles and very cool stories in it. Get yourself a hard copy today at your local dispensary or smoke shop near you. If they don't have it, have them hit us up and request some copies. Or go check out the magazine online at CannabisTalkMagazine.com and subscribe now. Andrea, we're back. We're covering Erica Badu and her cannabis line with Burner, That Badu. So we kind of went through her origin and lore of how she got into cannabis. So now let's you know, get technical with her product. So I see that you've done some research on, you know, the packaging, sourcing the cannabis, and much more. So let's break it down, and then we'll get it going on the YouTube to where we can see. So I'm gonna pull up That Badu.
Definitely. She used some Chinese Qinghua inspiration. And I was wondering, you just did a history on cannabis in China.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, I looked it up. I couldn't find anything, but I did not search for too long. Like, I could have easily gone through a more thorough search. So, you know, I will get back to you on that one.
Okay. But yeah, she designed the bong like a vase, and she called it a woman's, woman's body vessel to honor and enhance the sacred ritual between women and cannabis. Its design was made in collaboration with artist Robert Lugo, who's an influential contemporary thrower and potter that works with her ceramic. Has managed to merge the two centuries together by including people from our current hip-hop culture with his art and imagination echoing these ancient ceramics.
That is pretty cool. And, you know, I think Daniel's pulling it up at the moment. Do you have a picture of it up right now?
Of the bong?
Of the bong.
No, I don't.
Let's see if we can find it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
What did you say it was called? The lady vessel?
Woman's body vessel.
So I found this one right here. That's pretty cool.
Yes. Yes, that's what it looks like.
And this is on Body World Market, by the way.
Yes, Body World Market.
.com if you want to check it out. It's $350 for this piece. You could also, you know, it doubles as like an art piece. Like you could, you know, put this on your kitchen table if you wanted to, and it's still looking super good.
Yeah, it looks like a flower vase. So clever.
It does. And like there's a third eye I see on the beaker of it. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's a very lovely looking bong. I would love to smoke it at some point.
Right.
I need to save up some money.
And we know she's very much into fashion. So naturally, it makes sense that she would want to put something aesthetic, make something available.
Oh, yeah. Daniel, pull that up. Press number 5. Bam. There it is. That thing's pretty cool. Check that out. All right. So that is the lady
vessel.
Doesn't
it kind of look like, it kind of looks like my bud vase. Have you guys ever seen that?
Yeah. My bud vase.
Yeah. It kind of looks like her first rendition of it, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, that's pretty cool.
I think I like it though.
Very thoughtful of her. And I actually wanted to mention for her pre-rolls too, she used rose petals in her pre-rolls.
Mm.
But of course, with Erica Badu, it's not just ordinary rose petals, right? These rose petals.
Yeah, where are they from? Where are they sourced from?
These rose petals are organic and they smell and taste when you're smoking it. But since it's Erica Badu, is that Badu with the weed and the rose petals, it hits your heart chakra.
Oh, check that out.
And it activates that love, calming, peaceful vibe. So definitely it's magical medicine.
Definitely. Yeah, she's got the combination down. I'm gonna have to try it. I'm also looking at some more of her world market products, and I see she's got a magic beetle box right here where it has, let's see what's in here. Sold out. Everything's sold out. So clearly it's pretty dope. So I see like an ashtray, a bat, a little battery, a jar, a little wax jar, pre-roll. Like that's pretty cool. Little stash jars, the little card grinder. Stash tubes, grinders. Yeah, everything's sold out. She's popping off with it.
She's popping off with it, definitely. And to talk a little bit more about the marijuana, the cannabis that she's chosen, it's a cross between Jet Fuel Gelato and Limoncello by the sister brand called Lemonade. It's a zingy melodious strain. It's a cross strain that Burner, he was just going to use Limoncello. However, it was a finicky plant to grow, he says. So he added the Jet Fuel Gelato to make it a little bit more hardy while growing.
Nice.
And it has, I love this description right here. It says, it's a hybrid strain of jewel-toned purple buds, curling orange hairs, and a slick dusting of trichomes, lush and pungent with aromas of champagne and candied citrus.
Yeah, that's, you know, I could imagine it and almost taste it at that point.
Right.
Like, it's very descriptive. And I'm also seeing, you know, a whole bunch of funny other, like they got her lyrics down here in the description with it. It'll turn you a different kind of bag lady where Tyrone is calling you. You yes. just might call it the love of my life, because from the first hit, that Badu makes you say, I want you. And the high goes on and on. So take it easy. One too many tokes of this hitter might send you on a trip back in the day or all the way into your next lifetime. That's a little lesson on her music right there. I mean, I got to go listen to it. I'm still slightly ignorant on it. My apologies.
I think it's a little bit more woman too. The Erica Badu music.
Yeah, it never hurt to throw it on every once in a while, you know.
When you're taking a bath, put that incense on.
Get some candles going. But
yes.
Not soy candles.
Not soy candles.
Don't use the soy candles. or use essential oils instead.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely correct. Yes.
There we go.
No endocrine disruptors.
Yeah, we can't have that. We don't want any imbalances in the body. So now we have sourcing the cannabis right here, which you went through that it's the mad cow genetics and bred with Limoncello, Jet Fuel, and one other strain. That we've outcovered her product line then, correct?
I believe so.
Was there anything else you wanted to add to it?
That Badu is available at Cookies Dispensary, which is also spans across 70 dispensaries and 6 countries.
You heard it here first. It's at Cookies. Go get some of that Badu. We're hearing that it's an incredible strain. These descriptors are absolutely vivid, we'll say. And, you know, I'm trying to get some. This has been Cannabis Talk 101. We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back to wrap up the Erica Badu story.
Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Now, back to the number one cannabis show on the planet. You know what? F*** it. Now, back to the number one cannabis show in the universe, Cannabis Talk 101.
If you found yourself caught up and need a lawyer to help you out, well, we got the man for you. Call our attorney, Mr. Freddie Sage, at the Fox Firm. He has over 20 years of experience and has become one of the best-known criminal defense firms and cannabis law attorneys in the state of California. From low-level misdemeanors to high-level felonies and any matters related to cannabis, the Fox Firm offers a free initial consultation on all legal matters. Call them now, 310-877-5033, or check their website out at thefoxfirm.com, and that is with two X's. Andrea, we are back, and we are going to be talking about Erica Badu's ventures as a doula, which I had never heard the term doula before until you brought it up to me. So bless our audience on what a doula is and how Erica Badu got into this.
She actually calls herself a badoula, which is really clever.
Yes.
But a doula is a birthing mother, someone that comes to your home and assist in birthing. And for Erica, it's not just about attending to the parents or the mothers, but it's very important for her to create an environment for the child that it's going to be its first impression of the world. And Badu gets to be a part of that first impression. So a loving environment, a peaceful, calm environment for both the parents and the baby, that's her main priority.
Got it. And so does she have a practice for this, or like does she just do it within her close circle of family and friends?
She initially started Dead President's one of the rapper's wives. Mm-hmm. And they were close friends, and she was like, he called her, it was Stickman called her and told her, hey, my wife's going into labor. And that was pretty much the start of her journey into becoming a doula. And she's attended over 14 births.
Oh, wow. And so did she already know that was kind of her calling before that first call? Or was that like the first call and then she realized, oh, I have intuition to this?
Yes, actually that's exactly how it happened. She got her first call and, you know, she just like found herself even more in fulfilling that role. And she says that women are not like really like ones to make the choice, like they're just born as that role. And I personally have a friend in Las Vegas, and she started her own little like it's called yoni steaming. I don't know if you've heard about this. Mm-mm. Connor.
No, I haven't.
So like a facial steaming, but for the yoni.
Got it.
Yeah. And she's so incredibly clever and smart. My friend, she also had a makeup line there and a skincare line. And she gave birth at home, 3 babies already. And the last two, well, she's having her third one, but the last two she had by herself, like no doula at home.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And she feels that it's a lot better process to have the baby this way, because she gets to untie the umbilical cord herself and let the umbilical cord fall off. It's a very stark contrast from the service you'll get at the hospital, where they immediately cut off the umbilical cord and sever that connection with the mother. Whereas when you're at home, like you can even hold the baby next to your heart and like really, you know, create that oxytocin connection by looking into your baby's eyes. And, you know, all of that's like really simple, basic stuff that we need. And it's denied to us in the hospital. So if you guys want to learn more, there's a great documentary called The Business of Being Born. That was a highly enlightening documentary to watch, and certainly highlights the importance of birthing at home and birthing with a doula. That'll certainly change your life.
Definitely. And, you know, has Erica Badu caught any, you know, criticism for her views on this? Because I know, you know, she's talked about how it's cool to smoke cannabis during pregnancy at one point. Like, have you seen any reaction from anyone?
Absolutely. There's a lot of controversy with between women and cannabis, and Badu is certainly looking to break down those taboos between women and cannabis. And yes, she has been quoted you know, suggesting marijuana as a medicine. And I mean,
yeah, from your
side effects of pills or marijuana, like I personally think marijuana doesn't really have any bad side effects compared to some pills.
Now, would you, as you know, someone as knowledgeable as you are from the nutritional and wellness, you know, side of things, how would you recommend a pregnant woman ingest cannabis? Would it be the tinctures? Would it be, are they okay to inhale smoke? Should they do edibles? Because, you know, you don't know, or the baby absorbs, you know, the nutrients that are in your body. So it's like, what should a pregnant mother do if they are going to attempt to, you know, use marijuana during this?
Well, in Jamaica, hey guys, in Jamaica, women actually do use cannabis quite regularly during their pregnancy. However, the marijuana in Jamaica versus the marijuana in California is quite different.
Very
significantly
different. Yes.
Right? Like the THC is like 30% out here, whereas in Jamaica it's like 10-15%.
Definitely. Like I have a friend from the Bahamas, and he'd always tell me that, you know, it's the weed there is a lot earthier, and it's not as much of a, you know, head high, like psychological, you know, whatever. It's kind of just more to connect with the earth.
Yes.
So you know, that's how they view it. And you know, it's not meant in some cultures to be taken to extreme levels, you know.
Right, because at the end of the day it is a medicine. And when we go into psychedelics like ayahuasca, you kind of get familiar with the spirit of the plant, which could be a new concept for some, or for some it's a very natural concept. But essentially the spirit of the plant, it communicates with you. And marijuana, I think it helps elevate our consciousness. So in that being said, our consciousness about the type of marijuana versus where we're located at and consuming it for pregnancy, it's you got to be careful in the United States, right? Because like here, it's legal to eat artificial colors and preservatives, where that's illegal in the in Europe.
Correct.
So, yes, marijuana is okay while you're pregnant, but you know, at 30% THC, that might be a little way too strong, right? So it's very much something that you, I would suggest doing a lot of research before doing it. And, you know, if you're having digestive issues or nausea, there's a lot of great alternatives. But when you're pregnant, it's a very delicate situation.
Of course. And it's not, you know, a blanket scenario where all parents are going to react the same with cannabis in their body. Like you have to, like you said, you know, do your research, check out what, you know, would benefit you as a product. There are now so many ways to safely ingest cannabis. You can do tinctures, you can do edibles, you can do topicals, you can do, you know, infuse it in your food. Like you can put it in some mashed potatoes if you want to. Like you can literally do what a lot of things with cannabis now. So like that's where I'll say like there isn't an excuse too much anymore, at least I'll say in California, to, you know, not try to discover this plant because it has so many benefits.
Yeah, I just heard about the THC infused ketchup today.
No way. I have not seen that. Is it? It's not Heinz, is it?
No, it's not. No, but I can't remember. I think it was Ice Cube that he put out this THC ketchup.
Dog, I gotta look this up real quick. Yeah. Ice Cube THC ketchup. What? I'm gonna get faded off from eating the burger?
I don't know. Yeah. Definitely not a hot dog.
Mm-mm. Ketchup. Let's see. Do you see anything? My search isn't pulling anything up. Let me see.
That was like I heard it was like Ice Cube. It was telling me that.
Well, then it might not be out on shelves yet, but it's in the works, I'm assuming, because that sounds dank. I'm gonna have to try some, just like the Badu line.
I found one here. Kiva and Fatburger Ketchup have a 420 line. Do you see this? Kiva and Fatburger Ketchup.
Kiva.
It makes you verify your birthday.
Kiva and what?
Fatburger.
Oh, there it is. Cannabis infused ketchup. Yeah, damn. That looks crazy. I'm going to have to get some.
What will they come out with next?
Who knows? Cannabis has endless possibilities if we're being realistic. Andrea, it's been awesome getting to know a little bit more about Erica Badu with you. Is there anything else that, you know, we missed or we didn't cover that you want to touch on before we get on out of here?
Yeah, let me double check here.
While she's checking, I'm just going to thank our staff here. We have a whole bunch of hustlers in the building, always putting in the work. Got Daniel on the board here. That's the man. Shout out to everyone at Cannabis Talk 101. Shout out to Master Mentors. Shout out Andrea for being on the show.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to close with this statement about Erica Badu being a doula. She says the things, getting a phone call.
You're good.
Okay.
You're good.
The things I've picked up from my maternal raising or rearing, because I come from a long line of matriarchs who ran households. I learned strength and independence, individuality, courage, my worth, and tried to pass that on to my children, both female and male, and have those same principles and lessons. I was never discouraged by my mothers, grandmothers, godmothers, or elder women. I was always praised very highly. As a result of that nature, I was filled with that, and I mimic that with my parenting as well. the pouring in and planting of seeds of brilliance.
There we go. That she's very well spoken, and you know, you have interpreted all of her stuff very well and given it to our audience in a very elaborate manner. So I appreciate that. It's been Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, your world's number one source for everything cannabis. We've about wrapped it up. And remember, if no one else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.